just clicked over to 10 o'clock. I will call our special meeting of the Town of Bolton Finance Committee to order at 10 a.m. Hey, Mary, welcome back. Hope you enjoyed your vacation. So we have present as members of the Finance Committee, Maura Rhea Klein, Ross Alley, myself, Amanda Gordon, and Tyler Egner. And so we do have a quorum that way. We also have another visitor with Amanda, a member of the public, it looks like. So I'll see if he's got any public comments later. But anyway,
he's an unofficial member of the group now.
And then we also have present Jill Collins, our CFO, Jim Rupert, our town administrator, and I think Mary, our clerk. Looks like we have David Caruso, who was our superintendent of schools, has joined. And I think then, since the meeting's called to order, we've identified everybody. Let's do public participation. We have Jim Lersch as usual, and I don't know if there's anybody else from the public who wishes to speak.
No comment.
Thank you, sir. And just say that I am glad that this is finally done. And I want to thank everybody who helped, with the elections, who, came out to vote, whether they voted yes or no. Again, I want to thank them for, everybody for participating, in this whole process to help shape the, the budget. And so I'm going to go through our ongoing business here, and it looks like we have no discussion on 20 or 25, 26 revenues and expenditures, other than that we had less tax revenue than I was going to say we've had less interest income and such, and the selectmen and the Board of Ed will have to deal with the impacts of the fact that this thing dragged out. And we've had some impacts between the cuts and just reductions in the amount of interest we're getting. So we don't need to consider an act on the ballot question since the referendum did pass. And we don't need to discuss what happens if it doesn't happen, if it doesn't pass again. So we don't have to talk about it. Anybody want any additional meetings at this point?
Are you kidding?
I was going to say, I didn't think we did. So now we have to consider and possibly act on a mill rate, since we do have the budget pass. So Jill, do you have the mill rate that would support the budget?
32.30.
So the mill rate is 32.30 that would support the budget that passed. So I will entertain a question, a motion to set the mill rate at 32.30.
So moved, Mr. Chairman. Bob Moore moves.
So motion made by Bob Moore. Do I have a second?
I'll second, Rhea.
So seconded by Rhea. Any further discussion on that?
Can we redo the motion and specify that it's for motor vehicle, personal property, and real estate?
That
just
would be
so that nobody, because we've had separate ones for motor vehicle before, and I don't want people to be confused.
No, that's a good point, Amanda, because we have lowered the mill rate below the cap on the automobile. So that's, does that. So, Mr. Mora.
So I'll modify my motion so that it would include both real estate and vehicle and personal properties.
So do I have a second on that?
I'll second.
So the revised motion is motion revised by Robert Mora, seconded by Rhea Klein. Any further discussion? Then I'm looking around the room, seeing none next to me on my left, and none, it looks like, online. Then all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? I'm a non-voting member, so the motion passes unanimously by all those members present. And then the only other thing I will add is it just says that The vote was still fairly close at the end. We had more people turn out than previously, about 60 more. I think it was about 1,260, something like that. So still, you know, close. And so I just say that there's voters are expecting some changes and not keeping doing things the way that we've always been doing. So I just, you know, and I think they're looking for the Board of Education and the Board of Selectmen working together, you know, where appropriate and separately to, you know, listen to what they have said and, you know, start working to see, you know, what they can do to help keep the budget reasonable while making this a place that people who live here want to stay in and people would like to move to, whether for, you know, personal reasons or for, you know, business. So I'll entertain a motion to adjourn at this point.
Well, before So
I need both the Board of Selectmen and the Board of Education to vote on their cuts, get that information to me so that I can then, whatever your next meetings are, so then I can put the final budget document together, the adopted budget information together and put that online.
Mary, were you able to hear Jill? Mary said she couldn't hear you.
Mary? Or couldn't hear me. I just asked that the Board of Selectmen and the Board of Education please vote on their cuts in order for me to and get them to me so that I can then put it in the final budget document and have that put online.
Okay.
Whenever they're, you know, next meetings or if they have to have a special meeting if they're not meeting for a while, but if they could just do that.
What's your deadline on that?
There isn't necessarily a deadline. It's this day.
It would be good to get it done as soon as possible for the voters as well as for us as the town to continue our business.
Absolutely. Are you all set, Mary?
And Amanda, you had a comment?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
I just wanted to make a couple comments. One, just to note that the temporary mill rate for real estate, well, the temporary mill rate was set at 31. So we've set it 1.3 mill rates higher than the temp mill rate. So that means a supplemental is going to go out for real estate. We did delay the personal property and motor vehicle taxes. So that'll go out with just the 32.3 as it stands. So there will be no supplemental for those. Not sure when, you know, our tax collector, Lori, will be able to get that stuff out, but those will be on the way. And then the other thing I wanted to note is that I think we have no meeting until September, which is great news. But just to note that most of the members on this current finance committee will not be part of the next finance committee, right? Myself, Rhea, Ross, and Bob are all leaving this committee, I believe. And so it may behoove us at our next meeting to talk about the things we want to pass on to the next finance committee.
Thank you. Bob?
I just have a comment basically on where we are in the budget that passed in that I think it really reflects a no-frills budget. I mean, I know that there was a significant number that feel they wanted a zero increase, but everybody should realize that we had a loss of income of over $700,000. That's what is reflected in this mill rate. If that had not happened, we would be damn near a zero increase. So I think that's important to recognize that both boards and this commission did their due diligence to come down to a budget that eliminates waste and shrinks it down to as tight a budget as you can and not affect operations. Yes. And what that does next year is that more than likely, all those, what we see, these little leftover little amounts of money won't be there because they'll probably have to be used up.
Yeah, and that revenue that we lost was because the reval lowered our mill rate, you know, close to what the automobile cap was. And since we're below that now, we will not get any reimbursement
right from the state. You know,
from the state for this year. So that means that, you know, for this year, which will affect next year when we do next year's budget, the 27
But we will get nothing.
We will get nothing basically back from the state. So that's going to be a shortfall, which has been, like we said, close to $750,000-$800,000 in past years. So that's something just, again, that we need to be aware of, and something, like you said, to pass on to, you know, the next finance committee.
With that, I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Do I have a second?
A second.
Come on, Amanda.
Had to hit my button.
Tyler beat it with a raised hand. So then any further discussion, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, abstentions. We are adjourned at 10:10. So I told you, Tyler, 10 or 15 minute meeting.
It's fun.
See you guys. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.